Today, I'll try to speak so my left side of my face is still a week after the stroke, so it doesn't move much. So I'll try to do the biggies extra slow, emphasis, and also the enunciation. I get excited. I stop singing. And nobody can understand what I say. So then, give me a bowl. Sign, hold on. It's alright. In case I become unintelligible, because I want you to hear. I was discussing today with Amirda Hru, and he was mentioning to me how every deity here was installed by Prabhupada. Jagannath is Vajra, Radha Gaura, and also Gaurangai in the Gaura. And of course, Prabhupada, he came here. And his original role for his stay are kept intact. So, this, in India, this year, one acharya, they visit someplace that's called a sithat, and it's considered a holy place. Like Haridas, for actually Haridas Thakur, he visited there for about 24 hours. And since then, that place has been named after him, Haridas Pur. The schools are Haridas Primary, Haridas Secondary, Haridas Pur, secondary, I see. Also, all the people who are across Bangladesh, India, they stand in Haridas Pur. And they, when they cross out of India, they step higher as well. Outside, there's Lena Hall. So, actually, that was because he stayed 24 hours. And they named, in the chant, 300,000 names of Krishna there. We have the place where he chanted, the place where he sat down. That is called the Sripat Haridas Pur. And there we have the Haridas Thakur Deity, Paula Deity, Radhe Shyam, and Anita Paul. How do
you
go? So, like that, there are many holy places. Now here, Prabhupada came. He established these deities. He was here. This is a very, very holy place. He is a type of a chakra. A spiritual chakra, which has survived. Even see, Mayapur, we're trying to count how many places have quarters of Prabhupada that he actually stayed in. And let's see, we were going around the world, India, there are Hyderabad and Mumbai and Vrindavan and Mayapur and Calcutta. I don't, just offhand, I don't think any others come to mind. But we also have, say, in the Western country, in, I don't know actually, I said New York, but they have quarters. I don't think the Prabhupada would say that actually. Second thought, they have Atlanta, they have LA, where else?
Vrindavan.
Huh? Vrindavan. No, I said India first.
Mexico.
Huh? London. They are called any maximum 10 places. So this is one of the places that Prabhupada stayed in, which still has its quarters. So this is a very sacred place. You can also call it as Sripat Melbourne.
Haribol.
Sridhar Mahaprabhu. So, I was telling the devotees in wherever I travel, one year ago I was in USA, so I told them how the deities are archa avatars. They are incarnations of the Supreme Lord to be worshipped. And part of the deity's nature is to have a lila vaichitra, although it's the same Krishna, but he has different pastimes as deity. So, like these deities must also have unique pastimes. Here, of course, we see yesterday there was the Snanyatra. Here the deities are very, very merciful. They let all of you play. In Mayapur, you have to go into the Ganges River and with wet clothes go, and then they let you play the deity. Now, as cold as today, I think, again, to the trial, maybe the ocean floats. But here, everybody is allowed to think. That's a very special and mercy. Also, so I would tell you also in Dudwarka that their deities are very old, so maybe they have also some pastime. But if they feel shy to tell the president or anyone ahead to try, they can tell me. I like to hear. Just like in Mayapur, we have the Jagannath deities. These Jagannath deities came to being with all kinds of special pastimes. Like the Jagadish Ganguly, who was the first person who worshipped. he was blind. But after installing the Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi, he regained his eyesight. The carpenter who carved the Lord Jagannath, he was a leper. So at first he refused to do the bidding. But since the Lord had asked that this carpenter do the carving, thereby the Jagadish Ganguly, he said, I take all the responsibility. If there's any offense, I'll take it. For you refuse to do the Lord's request. Well, when he put it that way, okay, I'll do it. But you have to take the offense. Yes, I'm a leper. I have, part of my fingers are missing, and pus is coming, so it's not very, I'm not hygienic. You could say he's a biohazard. So, but when he finished the Jagannath body, he regained his health, he regained his lost fingers, everything he regained. So, there's so many of pastimes. The most recent pastime, you've probably heard before, I don't know. It was about one Muslim who came visiting the temple. But there they are, Hindus, Muslims, everyone to come. You heard that one?
No.
So this Muslim came. Now most of the Muslims who come are there very respectful. Although they don't, in their religion, they don't accept officially as idols, but they think of deities as idols. But maybe lady or something, is Hare Krishna, and he fulfills their desires. He's a very God. He's a very merciful. So, the Pujari came out, saw this down, the big beard, he was a Muslim, he gave him prasad. He took the prasad and threw it. I do not worship, I don't take any food offered to idols. No! I said, what's wrong with you? If you don't like it, don't come here. I'm only asking you to come here. If you respectful, come here. Otherwise, don't. The next day, the same guy came. This guy came, offered his prostrate obeisances before the deity. He went up to Jai, please give me prasad. What's wrong with you? Yesterday you took the prasad, you threw it. Today you're begging for it. Today you're begging for it. What happened? Well, last night, this guy with the white face here, I don't know what his name is, but he has the white face, he saw, he was choking me. He said, you threw my brother's prasad on the ground, I'm going to get you. And the lady with the yellow face, she said, get him. I was so scared. And the one with the white face, he said, no, he didn't do such a big offense. Let him go. I believe. I'll never think of shouting it. I believe.
Hey, yeah!
This is a true story. So, like that. You can tell slowly, last time there's actually a book of by Bhakti Purushottam Swami or Vijay Kashmir who published it, but I got still not as excited. There's a book out of pastimes. So I was just wondering, there must be all kinds of pastimes of these deities, since there are shells that draw up. But maybe the devotees don't. Well, no one will believe me, so they don't tell. Actually, Ramananda said how Prabhupada was compared to him. He was ordered by the small deities in Anudvarga. They're the earthly Rakhanath. And he was ordered to go to India and start his mission there. Because he was ordered by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the mission in the Western countries, but not India. But here the deity told him to go to India. So, and also how the deity is Rukmini Dharkadish, he told Prabhupada, you're a sukh and leave your body, you should go to Vrindavan and leave your body there. So, and many pujaris reveal some pastimes to me, which I don't want to say right now, but then I told the same story in San Diego, and there was GDC chef that there was a strong message from Subhadri that one of the pujaris was not calling sickly, and they investigated and found that the pujari was indeed breaking a regular ritual. So therefore they removed him, and like that. So our deities, we think that they're actually Krishna, who's come, and we respond, we approach Krishna with that faith, that love, with that devotion, he'll also reciprocate. Like, there was a young boy, he's called as what's his name? He's the son of Makunda Nanda. I forget his mother's name. His name is Raghunanda. So Raghunanda, his father was also a guru. And one of his disciples was dying. So he said, I have to go right away and help him to get back to Krishna after his death moment. So he gave them the Upanayana and said, did this go? Offer the letters to the Bhagavad Gita. And then, I you bring back what's left to your mother? So anyway, he offered the Bhagavad Gita. Please take this off the kingdom mantra, you know what I mean? He says, please take this off the letters. And the deity knew. The deity was taken. He's like, I don't know anymore. He never saw what happened inside. Usually the deities just take by watching. But these deities, he expected the deity will take. So the deity asked, why are you crying? They're not taking nothing. You want to take nothing? Yeah, please. So the deity started eating. Said, eating ladder. And he goes back and he went to his mother here. Mother celebrated. What happened to the brothers? Didn't eat them. You who are pujaris, you probably experienced that the deity just glances over the shot and that's how they eat. But this little boy, he expected Didi would physically eat the prasad. So he was expecting that. And when Didi wouldn't eat, did not eat, and then he was crying because the Didi ate. And this is going on for about a week. Meanwhile, the father came back and said, father said, I don't know, something's funny happening. He comes back, put the Didi over the empty plate. You know what they eat, so I don't know. Okay, let them do the same thing. They, I'll hide. And I'll see behind what he's doing. So there he hid behind. And the deity, he heard the voice say, please accept this offering. The deity was eating one of the ladders. So he was so shocked, he gasped. The deity is out here, so now in his hand was a half-eaten ladder. So he couldn't escape. So the same stood around, Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunandan, a little boy, he was getting the deity to eat through his hand. Hare go!
Hare go!
So, so if you approach the deity with faith, with devotion, the deity will reciprocate with you. And just like the Sakshagopal or Kirchhoff Gopinath, as various deities, they have also pastimes which made them stand out. So, I think that, I know that these deities must be doing some pastime, but maybe they don't have someone revealing what they're doing. There should be a book. Everyone who feels that the deity has answered their prayer, everyone who feels the deity has reciprocated in some way, or anyone who has experienced some pastime, somehow they should tell. And that should be recorded in a book for eternity. And in this way, the deities are very special. Yesterday was the combined Snanyatra of Lord Jagannath. Also we had a Bhamihati style offering. So I was thinking, that somehow Prabhupada named this temple as the Mahaguru Mandir. So as the Mahaguru Mandir, this temple should somehow observe all the festivals that Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Adil Mahaguru like. So Tani Hadi was a big such festival. But in the winter, in December, you get mangoes, lychees, cherries, peaches, you get all kinds of fruits here in Australia. So it's a good time to have that festival. In Northern Hemisphere, it's good in June. So June and December is actually 6 months apart. Northern and Southern Hemisphere. Apparently, Prabhupada said that the festivals in each place can also be according to the temperature. So, it's quite common, like in Australia, as well as South America, to have the Rath Yatra in the summer. Well, in North America, it's snow in the winter. I saw, of course, I got yesterday, I called up Moscow, and they told me that on the 7th of January, they're observing the winter Rath Yatra. Because Russians, they spent so much time in the winter, in the snow. I saw there even the babies that are pulled by the mothers in little sleds. And so I thought, well, why not take Jagannath out? Because he's Lord of the Universe. So I suggest that 3 years ago they should have a winter festival also. Because Russia, winter didn't stop them. It stopped the Nazis, but didn't stop them. So, they have been having this Rath Yatra festival during the winter for the last about 3 years or so. The first one I attended, the next two I was sick. So they said, please, at least on internet, I can. So like that, according to the place, the circumstance, we have different festivals. And then, this festival of Raghunath Das Goswami is a very special festival because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were both there. Lord Nityananda brought Lord Chaitanya by his student, by his meditation, there to the Tani Hadi. So, I was very fortunate. I went there on two occasions with His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and also I was able to attend the Tani Hadi Festival after that, on several occasions. So, there he thought, even to this day, that people are very eager to get the prasad. I was told here by one of your own that here the devotees say, those there they go mad. Please give the shot. I remember the first time we tried to give the shot and they went out with a pot and they're like, they're disappeared. Following the amp, you know, that he disappeared. And he crawled out between their legs and he said, this is not the way the suit was showing. So, I, of course, I don't think you have to be that wild, but here to get to the shop. They make here yesterday about 12 plus players. hung underneath of all the 12 that special because Raghunath Das, he engaged his secretary, workers, everybody mixing of the shop, and that was accepted by Lord Nityananda. Of course, we have only the initiated devotees mixing, but everybody can cut and offer bhoga, and so it's a great opportunity. Are many devotees to engage in some very intimate service for the Jagannath Baladev's Vada, also Radha Balva, also Lord Nayakar. So, this is a very special. I went there after I had the great blessing to do the Sana Abhishek. And I mean, Krishna is. What to say? He's so wonderful. I mean, if we actually think how great Krishna is, that he's in every single person's heart. He's in every animal's heart, every insect's heart, every living entity's heart. He's also in every atom. He's everything. Yet, he personally knows every glory. How many? I don't know every glory. I don't claim to know. But he knows every glory. He visions every threat. So he is so great. At the same time, he, for his glory, he sometimes takes a very humble role, like being Partha Sarathi, like driving a chariot. But Krishna is so great, but he's so loving. We are looking forward to one time. I remember he gave a class that we are all in this material world. Everybody's looking for a friend. Sometimes a man looks for a friend, and a lady. Sometimes a lady looks for a friend, a man. Sometimes a lady, a lady. But actually, nobody is such an ideal friend. That ideal friend we can find in Krishna. Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare
Krishna! So, it's very common that of people, they go to the temple or church or something, and they just pray, Lord, please give us this, give us that. One of our, one devotee, he went to the Kamakya temple, that's the Mahamaya temple, and God, he saw people pray, give me a house, give me a car, give me a this, give me that. So, he said, everyone is going to be praying. If you fulfill desires, I want to know who is the bona fide guru at this day and age? Who is bona fide to spread, to give me the Krishna bhakti? And then he saw Prabhupada's moon. That night, in a dream of Kamakya Shop, Isha. Hariro!
Hariro!
In this way, even the devas, is another disrespect. We don't think they are Leolo Krishna or Indonesia, but we don't disrespect them. They're also devotees of the Lord. They carry out the Lord's bidding. And they're devotees, you see, they don't waver at all. We have ups and downs. They're steady to do this all the time. The first island of Navadvip is called Sivanda Green. There, the history is that Parvati Jisha, her husband, Lala, who is Sheila, he was dancing. He was saying, go Ranga, go Ranga, go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga,
go Ranga.
And Sheila dances. He can dismantle the whole universe. So there's like earthquakes and tidal waves and then splash. So Bhavati, he came up to the Kailash, and there he said, Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu! Oh, Master, please. So then Lord Shiva, he stopped his chin, looked around. Oh, Parvati, you interrupted my ecstasy. Why did you do that? I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't know your ecstasy. Your dancing was causing tidal waves and Patal Lokan, their planets were like starting to dismantle. So I came out because I like mother for all living entities. So I had to see that unnecessarily they shouldn't suffer. Just to claim their karmas, they suffer and enjoy. So I'm very sorry. But see, it's Ashutosh. Lord Shiva is the pleased, is the distant. So, in order, what were you chanting? And he said, Gauranga. You see, Gauranga gives Lala Gauranga in this to all living entities, appears on the planet Earth during the Kali Yuga. So, by chanting his name, a nasty feel, awakening of love. Gauranga! So, I can also get love. Oh, yes, if you go to the Navadvip Dharam, you can also get. He's there eternally. So, Parvati came down to the Navadvip Dharam, and she began to meditate. She began to meditate. Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! The Lord Chaitanya appeared there, and she loved him. He said, my dear, Dada Shakti, Madhya Energy, what are you calling me? She said, well, I want to get, I heard you getting the blessing of love for Krishna. Really, to all the conditioned souls, can I also get this blessing? I'd like to have a love for Krishna. But I don't get to associate with devotees much because they say, oh, that Maya, she's a witch. Tell her. So, I don't get association from your devotees except our Lord Shiva. So, Lord Varanasar, well, you are the Adho Shakti. You are not different from Radharani. You are also the extension of Radharani. And your duty is to extend this to material world. But as the extension of Radharani, today I bless you here at this place that you can realize your non-difference, your non-difference from Radharani, and you experience love of Krishna. So then she took the dust from Lord Gaurana's lotus feet and put it on her head, part of her hair. Oh no! So that place is known as the Sri Mandir. Ladies, it's a Sri, it's a residence of the goddess of fortune. So, Parvati, she took the dust and she placed it there on her head. So, that island is called as Sri Lanka Dweep. And we're going to make a deity of Lord Chaitanya to Parvati worshiping him. To himself in that island. The Jagannath deity is also in the island. So, like this, many pastimes, many deities. So, you're all very fortunate because here, Srila Prabhupada visited, he installed these deities, and he stayed here. So, you can also go to the deity and say, Krishna, I surrender to you from this day, whatever I do, I'll try to read as your surrender devotee. Hari Lord.
Hari
Lord.
Hari
Lord. Hari Lord. Hari Lord. Hari Lord. Hari Lord. So, that's my brief message now. Om Tatsa. Any questions? I speak half hour or 45 minutes. That's all I can speak. And then I give question and answer. In Mayapur, they can watch all over the world when I do this. I don't know if you're in there or not. Huh? Lakshalikas. Lakshalikas. How many are watching? In there, how many are watching? I want to thank all the devotees who have engaged in this state of the offerings of Chiragari to the Lord Dharav, Aravagal, and Jaguar. Also, to all those who have participated yesterday in the festival. In the festival. Also, to all those who sponsored the talk, purchased the talk, or something of the CD, so, because your donation is also supporting them. So, what team got that, Paul? Any question? Pinky has a question. Did I actually like her? These should be philosophical questions. They're in the temple.
What is more important?
wanted to serve the devotees or to serve Krishna at the inner deity?
Well, that's an interesting question, because one time we were walking with him in the morning, and he went to there was some puddle on North Calcutta, on Tenderlawn Street. So he stopped, and there was one of the servant of the house owner. So he said, "Now that Bhakti Dhananda Swami Prabhupada is here, I'd like to see him." So he went. That was the time he went. He said, "Babu Puja Karta," means that he's doing Divya Worship. Adi Aigna. He'll come soon. So, then there was saying the problem. He said, "This is the quality of the Kanishtha Adhikara. He can actually stop the deity and come to me after God, and the house deity doesn't mind." And but because he doesn't appreciate that the body is very special, and therefore he is what's called as a Nanishtarikaya, that means a Nilbhai devotee, a beginner. So later he came. But of course, in the temple of deity, the deity Archdeal at 9 is a turn by turn a program. So here in the house of deity, actually the deity worship can be suspended and greet some a devotee, or say that there's some emergency. You can also take care of the emergency. The person who does the worship should not eat while the deity worship is attended. So there's a different standard compared to a temple. So there, Prabhupada was emphasizing that respecting the devotee was more important than just worshiping the deity. Next question.
Yesterday, to see so many devotees coming together to glorify the Lord, and it's kind of a question also to you, that as you're saying, Krishna is in every atom, he's in the heart of all living entities. Would we be proper to say that as we engage in devotional service, that actually Krishna instruments in that worship? Would that be proper philosophical understanding?
We are considered the superior energy. So what happens is we have some minute independence. Although we are part of Krishna, at the same time we are different. So this is called the Achinya Veda Veda Tattva. That is inconceivable. Simultaneously one and different philosophy. So all times we are one to the Lord. So if you want to stress the oneness, then you can say that Krishna is worshiping himself. But actually the God's very good independence. So we have this desire to want to worship him, desire to want to be his devotee. We're given that feeling. So it's like if we have children, there's no guarantee that all the children will be devotees. They can choose what they want to do. Some will be devotees and some may not. So like that, if you are worshiping Krishna, Krishna accepts that we are also using our minute independence to be his devotee to worship him. So, this is simultaneously one and two. Or you can say, Achinya, Veda, Alido. Oneness and non-difference. So, which is why you're going to stress. Why do once a child in Krishna consciousness, she said, oh, it's my duty. He said, no. You love your child. That's why you want her the best for her. You love her, and that's why you want the best. So all of this natural love that the mother has, or father has with the son, daughter, that we should have. And we use that in Krishna service. We use that in Lord Krishna's devotional service. So, which is more important? Both are important. How to, neither should be neglected, but how to do both, that's the secret. And I saw that this is a very daunting task. The Grihastha and spiritual life is not easy. It's a really a great service. So I can feel it all by. But all goes to Ayo.
Ayo.
Grihastha ki
jai.
Well, he loves me. Very good. Any other? Yeah, about 5 minutes. Any other question?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to ask the mic? I don't hear. And of any of you other explanation is that? Have any of you not explained to that? Here people are shy to look at you. Usually you get tested every minute of the day, every hour. You get tested all the time. Sometimes you go, the devotees went to Krishna and he said, let me go home. Guru said, let me go home. It's a dangerous place. So, like that, you might get tested. Usually that's after you've already tested, passed the exams of the insurance. And then Krishna will see sometimes, like he called the a wise of the Brahmins to a home. And they said, you can worship me in your heart. So they accepted him home. But he told the goldies, they didn't know. They said, you want to serve the director. So, like that, maybe Krishna also, he'll test at the altar issue. But maybe you won't. Maybe you'll just say, well, how long I've been waiting for you, please come home. So, we should, the test make us stronger, because the ultimate test is a death. So at that test, we have the thing of Krishna. So, this little test could help anything. They help us to concentrate. They help us to focus. How do you go?
How do you go?